1 Kings chapter 2. Now the days of David drew near that he should die, and he charged Solomon his son, saying, I go the way of all the earth. Therefore, you be strong and show yourself a man. And keep the charge of the Lord Jehovah, your God, to walk in his ways, to keep his laws, and his commandments, and his judgments, and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that you may prosper in all that you do, and wherever you turn yourself. That the Lord Jehovah may continue his word which he spoke concerning me, saying, If your children take heed to their way, to walk before me in truth with all their heart and with all their soul. He said, There shall not fail of you a man to sit on the throne of Israel. Furthermore, you know also what Joab the son of Zeruiah did to me, and what he did to the two captains of the armies of Israel, to Abner the son of Ner, and to Amasa the son of Jether, whom he killed, and shed the blood of war in peace, and put the blood of war upon his belt that was about his waist, and in his shoes that were on his feet. Therefore do according to your wisdom, and do not let his gray head go down to the grave in peace. But show kindness to the sons of Barzillai the Gileadite, and let them be of those who eat at your table. Because they came to me when I fled because of Absalom your brother. And, indeed, you have with you Shimei the son of Gera, a Benjamite of Bahurim, who cursed me with a grievous curse in the day when I went to Mahanaim, but he came down to meet me at the Jordan River, and I swore to him by the Lord Jehovah, saying, I will not put you to death with the sword. Now therefore do not hold him guiltless. Because you are a wise man, and know what you ought to do to him, but his gray head you bring down to the grave with blood. So David slept with his fathers, and was buried in the city of David, 3103 AH 939 BC. And the days that David reigned over Israel were 40 years. 7 years he reigned in Hebron, and 33 years he reigned in Jerusalem. Then Solomon sat upon the throne of David his father, and his kingdom was established greatly. And Adonijah the son of Haggith came to Bathsheba the mother of Solomon. And she said, Do you come peaceably? And he said, Peaceably. He said furthermore, I have somewhat to say to you. And she said, Say on. And he said, You know that the kingdom was mine, and that all Israel set their faces on me, that I should reign. However, the kingdom has turned about, and has become my brother's, because it was his from the Lord Jehovah. And now I ask one petition of you, do not deny me. And she said to him, Say on. And he said, I ask you to speak, to Solomon the king, because he will not say no to you. That he give me Abishag the Shunammite for my wife. And Bathsheba said, Well. I will speak for you to the king. Bathsheba therefore went to King Solomon, to speak to him for Adonijah. And the king rose up to meet her, and bowed himself to her, and sat down on his throne, and caused a seat to be set for the king's mother. And she sat on his right hand. Then she said, I desire one small petition of you, I ask you, do not say, no, to me. And the king said to her, Ask on, my mother. Because I will not say no to you. And she said, Let Abishag the Shunammite be given to Adonijah your brother to be his wife. And King Solomon answered and said to his mother, And why do you ask Abishag the Shunammite for Adonijah? Ask for him the kingdom also. Because he is my elder brother. Even for him, and for Abiathar the priest, and for Joab the son of Zeruiah. Then King Solomon swore by the Lord Jehovah, saying, God do so to me, and more also, if Adonijah has not spoken this word against his own life. Now therefore, as the Lord Jehovah lives, who has established me, and set me on the throne of David my father, and who has made me in house, as he promised, Adonijah shall be put to death this day. And King Solomon sent by the hand of Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and he fell upon him that he died. And to Abiathar the priest the king said, Get yourself to Anathoth, to your own fields. Because you are worthy of death. But I will not at this time put you to death, because you carry the ark of the Lord God Jehovah before David my father, and because you have been afflicted in all in which my father was afflicted. So Solomon removed Abiathar from being priest to the Lord Jehovah that he might fulfill the word of the Lord Jehovah which he spoke concerning the house of Eli in Shiloh. Then news came to Joab. Because Joab had followed Adonijah, though he did not follow after Absalom. And Joab fled to the tabernacle of the Lord Jehovah and caught hold on the horns of the altar. And it was told King Solomon that Joab had fled to the tabernacle of the Lord Jehovah and, he is by the altar. Then Solomon sent Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, saying, Go, kill him. And Benaiah came to the tabernacle of the Lord Jehovah, and said to him, This is what the king says. Come out. And he said, No. But I will die here. And Benaiah brought the king word again, saying, This is what Joab said, and this is how he answered me. And the king said to him, Do as he has said, and kill him, and bury him. That you may take away the innocent blood, which Joab shed, from me, and from the house of my father. And the Lord Jehovah shall return his blood upon his own head, who fell upon two men more righteous and better than he, and killed them with the sword, without my father David knowing it, namely, Abner the son of Ner, captain of the host army of Israel, and Amasa the son of Jether, captain of the host army of Judah. Their blood shall therefore return upon the head of Joab, and upon the head of his descendants forever. But upon David, and upon his descendants, and upon his house, and upon his throne, there shall be peace forever from the Lord Jehovah. So Benaiah the son of Jehoiada went up, and killed him, and he was buried in his own house in the wilderness. And the king put Benaiah the son of Jehoiada in his place over the host army. And the king put Zadok the priest in the place of Abiathar. And the king sent and called for Shimei, and said to him, Build yourself a house in Jerusalem, and live there, and do not go forth from there anywhere. Because it shall be, that on the day you go out, and pass over the brook Kidron, you shall know for certain that you shall surely die. Your blood shall be upon your own head. And Shimei said to the king, The saying is good. As my lord the king has said, so your servant will do. And Shimei lived in Jerusalem many days. And it came to pass at the end of 3 years, that two of the servants of Shimei ran away to Achish son of Maacah king of Gath. And they told Shimei, saying, Your servants are in Gath. And Shimei arose, and saddled his donkey and went to Gath to Achish to seek his servants, and Shimei went, and brought his servants from Gath. And it was told Solomon that Shimei had gone from Jerusalem to Gath, and had returned again. And the king sent and called for Shimei, and said to him, Did I not make you swear by the Lord Jehovah, and protested to you, saying, Know for a certain, on the day you go out, and walk abroad anywhere, that you shall surely die. And you said to me, The word that I have heard is good. Why then have you not kept the oath of the Lord Jehovah, and the commandment that I have charged you with? Furthermore the king said to Shimei, You know all the wickedness which your heart knows, that you did to David my father, therefore the Lord Jehovah shall return your wickedness upon your own head. And King Solomon shall be blessed, and the throne of David shall be established before the Lord Jehovah forever. So the king commanded Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, who went out, and killed him. Shimei. So that he died. And the kingdom was established in the hand of Solomon.